in any other way, and they delivered.
Well, you know, Greg, you didn't grow up here like I did. Adams Drugs is a fixture in this town, has been from since day one.
There's something about businesses with the name Adams in it.
I know.
They're just special.
Something about them.
Fox News in less than 60 seconds, and then Brandt, hey, you know, I haven't even looked. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? I had to hit it because the dinger was going off. I wanted to see the numbers so I'm not ambushed. Not a very big day. We'll find out what inspired the red trend on Wall Street when we talk to him in a few.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
July 25th is Act Like a Caveman Day. So today, I'm going to club a woman over the head, drag her back to my man cave, and invent the wheel, all while being completely terrified of fire. Celebrating is so easy, a caveman can do it. Ooga, ooga. Happy Act Like a Caveman Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Somebody mentioned fire.
Uh-oh!
It's fire.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. The debt limit and spending caps package endorsed by President Trump has cleared the House. The vote was 284 to 149. It covers the debt limit and budget for 2 years and now heads to the Senate. A new report by the Senate Intel Committee saying the states weren't appropriately warned about the Russia election threat says there was extensive activity directed against the U.S. Minnesota Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar among those calling for tougher measures.
Let's have backup paper ballots if you're going to get any federal election money.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocking a measure introduced by Virginia Senator Mark Warner. 16 Marines in California charged with drug charges and human trafficking arrested during morning formation. NCIS led the Camp Pendleton investigation. And teenage girls in Chicago charged with acting like a mob caught on tape beating a 15-year-old special needs girl. This is Fox News.
What crap is that? Jeez. Welcome back to the... It's gone by quickly today, hasn't it?
Flying by.
Man. The final hour of Happy Hour. We'll be talking to Brett McDonald in a minute about your money. And some other stuff. Some feedback on stuff we covered earlier. The David J. Harris commentary, which was powerful.
It's excellent.
And it's on my Facebook page, and I urge you to look at it, because I believe he represents a legitimate movement. Morris sending me a note saying, the worst part of Bette Midler's Twitter post... She was upset that black people actually were at a Trump rally and wondered how much they were paid to be there.
Uh-huh.
She used the term blackground.
What? Really?
Now, what if I had posted something, you know, in a similar vein? Then...
You'd be in trouble.
Racist! That's right. Racist, sexist, all of that stuff, man. All the ists. It's just crazy. But Morris, that's a very, very good point. And again, David J. Harris, African-American commentator and conservative. And by the way, also this afternoon, Fox News poll, the African-American support for Trump is up to 22%.
Mm-hmm.
That has got to have a lot. I mean, as if they don't have enough things to overcome. They're
in trouble.
They're in deep trouble. So why don't you figure out who's going to lose in 2020 and think beyond that? Chris.
Hey. Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Greg and Terry. called in before on
Yes, you have.
About predictive programming.
Yes.
And there's an old movie I recently watched. Y'all been talking about how bad the Democratic cities have been getting.
Yes.
If y'all rewatch an old movie, it shows pretty much what the Green Democratic plan that they want you to live by.
Which movie is it, Chris?
Soylent Green.
Oh, Soylent Green.
Yeah.
It's interesting you mention that, because I remember seeing that at the drive-thru. Never mind about the rest of that drive-thru-related stuff. But it was on Turner several years ago one night, and it was socialism. That's what that movie ultimately, when the government took over everything, and people were, the black market was for a rare treat like strawberry jam. Because all they had was Soylent Green, and then at the end, of course, they find out that Soylent Green is this food they've been provided by the government, came from a very dubious source.
Ah.
So, and every time that movie, and I watched it several times during the fundamental transformation years in America.
Oh, boy.
And it gave me the chills, because that's pretty much what they were advocating. Chris, we're out of time. We got Brad McDonald coming up, but thanks for the call. Call again, man. And don't forget, Terry's on Saturday night from 6 to 9, right?
Yes. Call me, Chris.
On News Talk 93.1 FM.
Miss your calls.
If you would like to have your vision restored to HD quality, LASIK can do it. You just got to find out if LASIK will work for you if you're currently using glasses and contacts. 272-2020 for Montgomery Eye. The most experienced team on the planet. You can't do better. Really, we are blessed in a town this size to have a crew that capable at Montgomery. I just called 272-2020, and there's no charge for the refractive surgery counseling session that will determine whether or not LASIK is a viable option for you. So make the call. Nothing comes out of pocket. Then you can make the decision, and you can finance that through care credit for qualified customers if you'd like. But you're in the best possible hands with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shen. Again, 272-2020, or go to onlinemep.com. Traffic at 5:09.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at your 5 o'clock rush hour traffic, and we have an accident to tell you about. It's on Dalrata Road at Marie Cook. That is going to be just outside the back gate of Gunner Air Force Base, so be careful there. We also still see the police working the accident on the Selma Highway at Mitchell Young Road, and there is a delay at the interchange. If you're headed southbound on I-85, be careful when you approach the downtown area, and as you head north on I-65, there's a bit of a slowdown starting around the Northern Boulevard. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great couple of days it has been, and I think tonight's going to be another winter with a comfortably cool night with clear skies, and the overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, high temperature right around 90, still dry, still sunny, but I think a little bit more humidity creeps in towards evening. And then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're pretty much back to normal, hot and humid. The high temperatures will be back in the low 90s, and there'll be spotty, random hit-or-miss storms here and there like a normal summer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. And if you hadn't ever been down here, you're missing a good time. We rent out pontoon boats. You can cruise up and down the river, cruise up to the sandbar where there's a swing up there. You can swing out, splash around, enjoy the river, and cool off a little bit. Come back down here. We'll cook you some fresh seafood. Got a grill. We'll do that grilled amberjack, snapper, getting some flounders, groupers, all kind of good fish out of the Gulf. We got a steamer over there, those shrimp from Argentina. Tastes kind of like a lobster. We got those royal red shrimp, snow crabs. We got some oysters we're shucking on the hash shell, Rockefellers, and good eating. Let's talk about good times, because every Sunday afternoon, we kill it down here at the Oyster Bar. We bring in touring bands, and people play all over the world, and this is no exception, because Big Al and the Heavyweights are here Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right, some good old Louisiana music. Y'all, it's going to be a good time. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We're going to be looking for you, so get down here soon and come hungry.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think Brent will enjoy this. Broadway.
Can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question again? Can you repeat the question just to make certain I have it accurate? Can you repeat the last part of that question? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question, sir? I'm sorry, could you I apologize. Can you start it again? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? And the question was, who else were you talking about? And what was the question, sir, if I might? Then could you repeat it? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question?
Didn't even read the report he signed. Hey, be grateful for one thing. At least he's not managing your money. Let's welcome Mr. Wright on the money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, you know, that was great. That was a great piece right there. I enjoyed that. And you're right. What an unmitigated disaster that thing was yesterday. And the fallout has been just even I guess, better.
I mean, have you even seen the left go to the extreme of saying that people who have mocked his, what we just heard, that was all legitimate. Nobody made that up. That we are now making fun of a man who's infirm and, you know, at the end of the line, they got an excuse for everything. Mm-hmm. What they had there was a big nothing burger yesterday, and it was exposed, and, well, deal with it. That's what I say. I was kind of, I root for a good market every day. It was a little off today. What was the driving force behind that?
Yeah, well, so first of all, as we've talked about so many times, I mean, individual companies make up for these moves in the market. I mean, Facebook had this issue with the FTC. Even though they had decent earnings, their stock was down. Amazon was down. Amazon reported earnings this afternoon after market closed, and it's getting hit pretty hard in after hours. They missed their numbers. Now, top-line revenues were a little bit better than expected, but earnings not so much. And but then Google did hit their numbers. So it's just hit and miss across the board with all these companies every day. The big issue next week is going to be the Fed, and that starts on Tuesday. We'll get an announcement out of the Fed on Wednesday. But I want to focus on something. This is what's so schizophrenic about this economic data we're getting. We had a durable goods number that came out that was significantly better than people thought. I mean, it even blew my mind. You know, most consensus estimates out there were this is manufacturing, durable goods manufacturing. Was expected to be up 0.2%. It was up 2%.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty massive discrepancy there.
Aren't these the jobs that,
what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? Whoa.
Those jobs are gone. That's what I was told by the last president.
Right.
So you're saying that when you say durable goods, you're talking about manufactured items?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's heavy items. It's not service oriented. You know, a service sector type would be more like tech companies, internet, and, you know, the services industry. Mm-hmm. This is durable goods. And, you know, now I would say, and a lot of people would point to the fact, and this works both ways, they say, well, the U.S. is not the manufacturing economy that it used to be, and that's true. I mean, really, roughly about 15% of our economy is manufacturing, so it's come down as a percentage share of overall GDP. But to see that kind of an increase and to see the renaissance in manufacturing under President Trump, it's clear that we're clawing back market share in terms of America's position as a manufacturing economy. Still a long way to go to get back to where we were 30 or 40 years ago, no doubt. But that was a big number, and that was a really big deal. anyway, I guess the point would be, you know, now the market's kind of scratching its head because you've got, the Eurozone, Japan, even China that are doing quantitative easing, that are bringing rates down. You see all the negative interest rates or negative yields on bonds and securities around the world. But yet in the United States, it hasn't been that bad, and people saying, well, we need to cut. And certainly the president wants the Fed to cut for obvious reasons. He wants the weaker dollar. He wants to protect those manufacturing jobs in the America, and a lot of the progress he's made in manufacturing, the heartland states. But when you get a big number like that, a big print in the headline like that, everyone says, oh, my God, what if we get here next week and the Fed's going to meet and it may not – are they still going to cut? Or, you know, what is going to be the overall message, that the Fed would want to send to markets in the face of some of this data that's been a little better, than we thought it might be? And I still think they're going to cut a quarter of a point, but I think they're going to soften their tone a little bit. And I think what we're setting up for here is we're going to come out of the month of July and go into August, and I think everyone's going to breathe a sigh of relief that the numbers were not as bad as we had feared they would be. They weren't great, but they weren't as bad. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. The second thing is you're going to still have this trade war deal going, and I think we get into that August time frame and that September time frame, we're probably going to hit a little bit of a lull, and I just don't know what the catalyst would absolutely be for markets to go a lot higher if the Fed starts to tone down its dovish talk around these numbers,
right.
Listen, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is what we do every day, sit here and watch this stuff daily and try to make sense of it all, but I just did want to point that out, that it is a little bit puzzling to see that beige book data we got last week, to see the PMI numbers, which are sentiment numbers that were better than expected. Mm-hmm. Sentiment numbers at the corporate level, not consumer. And then to see earnings that are a little bit better than we had thought they might be, and then these durable goods numbers coming out, all these things are just indicating that the U.S. is not going into a recession. I mean, it's just not happening, mm-hmm. even though the rest of the world is. Wow. And so therein lies the conundrum for the president, because he wants a strong economy, but he desperately needs a weaker dollar, and he doesn't want rates going up. Because, that can start to have an impact 6 months down the line, 9 months, 12 months down the line, and we all know what next year is. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Wow.
What is next year, Brad?
Something happens next year?
Yeah, next year it looks like that's going to be the year where President Trump goes toe-to-toe with the fearless Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
They're going to have to put somebody up there. This is going to be very much like Walter Mondale knew he was going to lose in 1984.
Yeah.
His purpose in being there was to try and save some down ballot seats in the Senate and Congress, and nothing beyond that. Nobody expected him to win. I don't even remember mm-hmm. what the hell he was promising, to be honest with you. Yeah, let's break up this great economy and recovery we've seen since that idiot Carter got booted out of office. Let's destroy that. I don't think America's going to be in the mood to do that next year either.
No, they're not. The key variable in all of this, in my mind, is going to be inflation data. If inflation stays at bay, if it stays below the Fed target of 2%, which it has been doing, then the Fed's got some room here, even in spite of unbelievable full employment, incredibly tight labor market, beige book numbers. These are numbers coming in from every single Federal Reserve district in the country, where all of them across the board said, things are really good, and the labor market's very tight. And so, and then the durable goods, and the PMI numbers, and on that I just went through. You keep seeing that kind of stuff, it's going to be difficult for the Fed. But inflation, if the inflation number can stay below the 2% target, then they can cut. And then that's going to be the key thing. And I will tell you, the best thing that could happen is for Trump to probably keep all this stuff with the squad and everything else and in the news. That's the part, because Biden's going to get the nomination. I just feel it, unless something crazy happens. I really think he's probably going to get it. This is what the mainstream moderates, if you want to call them moderates, the old left guard, I guess we could say.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely need Biden. And keep in mind, Biden doesn't really want to be there. He didn't want to do this, but he came back because he's trying to do his best to try to save the party from being completely hijacked and destroyed by these really, really radical left-wing, what do you want to call them, freshmen,
well,
socialist, communists.
Well, if I'm a Democrat and I see Joe Biden riding to the rescue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, how far have we fallen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like I said, and I'm going to keep saying this, it really doesn't matter to me what they say from a political perspective. At the end of the day, if this were 2020 and we're having this conversation right now, I would say, you know what, the momentum is too strong. He's going to get reelected. You're sitting here in July to November. Markets don't slow. Economy doesn't slow down that fast for it to really matter. So he's got about a year to keep this thing going. Mm-hmm. And if he does, then I think he gets reelected. And that's the key. And he knows full well that there are two main parts of the federal government that control economic output and activity. One is monetary policy. The other is fiscal policy. Fiscal policy happens in Washington, and he's the president, and he's got the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's okay. But that's why you see him just unmercifully beat down the chairman in the news and in the press, because he doesn't want them continuing to raise rates. We don't need a runaway strong dollar, and we don't need the cost of capital going up too fast, especially when there's not inflation. And as I said, I think that's what it boils down to. Protect those jobs in those Midwestern states that gave him the White House. And keep the cost of capital down, and I think you can keep this thing going.
Wow. Getting a lot of help from the Democrats in their self-destruction, too.
Yeah.
No doubt. 24, it's time for you, if you've never had the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner and talk about your goals. You know, when we're in an economy like this, is the time, this is the best time in your life to start something with a goal in mind, whether you're saving for your first home, whether you're saving for your kids' education, or for a comfortable retirement. It starts a dollar at a time, and it starts with consistency. How that can all add up for you is something they can sit down. It's really, these meetings are all about you. It's just a get-together, a chance to talk, exchange ideas, and see if this is not the firm that you would like to help you manage your money. 387-0094 is the number to make the call, 387-0094. I've also had some great feedback from folks who, well, I unfortunately found themselves with some instant money through an inheritance and so forth, who have gone to McDonald and Hagen and said, boy, how can I do the best with this? And that's an excellent way to start, instead of, hey, let's live large. Let's see how we can maximize this. And they can help you with that as well. That's 387-0094. Brant, have a great weekend. If something big breaks tomorrow, we'll talk to you.
Absolutely.
Take care of
you. Got it.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You want to see something pathetic? I just saw a tweet from Adam Schiffhead,
mm-hmm.
Bug Eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's what it says. This is following the Mueller report, or the circus in D.C. Accepting campaign help from a foreign agent is disloyal to our country, unethical and wrong. We cannot control what the Russians do, but we can decide what we do. We can and must decide that this centuries-old experiment we call America is worth cherishing. So I replied directly to Adam Schiff with the following. You mean like that call you took from the Russian comedians promising dirt on naked Trump? You're a treasonous POS. You are the last person on earth that should be talking ethics.
Wow. Well said. Well said.
What a dickhead. Honest to God. And people vote for that son of a bitch. How does that happen?
I don't know how these people get in office. I swear I don't.
It's a freak show on the left. It really is. I don't know who this is, but welcome. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sling Blade. How you doing?
Sling Blade, what's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, I hope I didn't miss this, but did you guys talk about the Horowitz report this last couple of hours?
Has it been released?
No, and that's what I'm afraid of, and I don't want to beat this in the ground, guys, but hey, you think it's going to be released in its entirety?
There's always redactions with something like that, but I did see something yesterday. I don't know if it was leaked or how it came to get into the media, but it's already singling out Comey for lying to President Trump.
Yeah, and just, I read that.
So, but, you know, it'll get here when it's here, and it's useless to speculate on something.
Yeah, I hope it, you know, causes some heads to roll, but my biggest, and I've heard different, I think Kerry heard in your show, was that there's a worry about maybe it's going to cause some economic problems if it goes too far and too deep. You see where I'm going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm concerned. I really do want to see some justice here, but I really believe there's deal making going on right now.
Absolutely.
And, I'm never gonna underestimate Donald Trump, and I'm gonna guess right now that they were waiting for this to get over. In fact, I saw a comment just a moment ago again on Twitter from somebody who said yesterday's hearing marked the official end of the 2016 election. Very profound.
Well said.
And with that, I thought, that's right. And now, Trump, Barr, somebody who is going to do what he needs done, as of yesterday, wasn't a big enough disaster. We're going to trot out these names like Comey and others, and they're going to get their ass charged with some serious crimes and jail time.
Well, DB Daily Update headline, good evening, gentlemen. My name is Doom. The Horowitz Report is coming, and hell's coming with it.
All right, we're going to come back to that, so Wow. Stay tuned, and I'll post that on Facebook for you.
I'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah. Well, I love DB Daily Update.
Yeah, he's great, and he will be joining us. He's been on vacation for a bit. Twitter has rearranged their page. Why do they keep doing this?
I don't know.
There's another another service that I use that just redid their format, and I can't figure it out. I got used to Twitter being, why do they have to redo it? It just doesn't make any sense.
It's like my phone. They made me take an update on my phone, and it changed the way my camera worked. It changed all kind of stuff, and I hate it.
Well, I'll go to David Blackman's specific page and get this. Something else that's new, that's now legal after the 2018 Farm Bill, and products that can be now purchased and are very effective at the CBD store. Well, Donna Brooks has even purchased, she's got dogs that have needs that can be served by these products. Treats.
It's amazing.
And it can be found in both industrialized hemp and cannabis. However, the only legal CBD oil is made from industrialized hemp as defined by the Department of Agriculture. There is no THC, or if there's any, it's less than 0.03%. Mm-hmm. So it has no effect. There is no high in these products, but they are incredibly effective. And they come in a variety of formats. Now, to see what can, they got things that can help you sleep. I tried the pain relief ointment on the side of my face when my jaw was acting up last week. It hurt like hell. I'm fine now.
Wow.
I'm fine now. And I owe a compliment to the CBD store for the ointment and to Dr. Rick Love for suggesting topical treatment for that pain. And a week later, it's gone. And it was pretty intense. At the CBD store, which is easy to find, it's in the same plaza as the Renfro Adams Drugs location, on the east end of East Chase there, on Minnie Brown Parkway. So you make that right turn at the light by Bojangles and go up like a block, make a left, and it's there on the right side, on the west side of that plaza. And inside, Marisa and Laurie are so well-versed. There is no such thing as a dumb question with the benefit of these products to you. and they can answer them at the CBD store. Again, Mini Brown Parkway. Their number, they're open Monday through Saturday, by the way, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And their number is 593-0818, 593-0818 for the CBD store. You should check it out. 531.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 5 o'clock rush hour. And if you're around the interchange, there's not a lot of rushing going on there. There is a lot of traffic building up. We have a problem right at the interchange. There's an accident, 85 South and South Union Street. That has traffic backing up towards Jackson Hospital. If you get onto I-65 northbound, you're going to have a little slowdown right there as well. It breaks free around the Northern Boulevard, so be careful. If you're on the boulevard itself, it is busy all the way around, especially around the Troy Highway, the Atlanta Highway, and I-85. We do have an accident in the 1200 block of Perry Hill Road. That's right near Carmichael Road, so let's be careful in that vicinity. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police have identified a suspect in a July 4th shooting. The incident happened on Covered Bridge Drive. An adult male and two juveniles were shot and injured while sitting inside a car. Cardarius Fountain, 23, is charged with two counts of first-degree assault, one count of second-degree assault, and discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle. Fountain is being held in the Montgomery County Detention Facility for the murder of James Richardson III. Plus, the Pentagon is naming a new commander and president of Air University located at Maxwell Air Force Base. A statement from the Defense Secretary says Air Force Major General James Hecker is being promoted and will oversee the military school. And scam alert, beware. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says someone is calling people claiming they have a warrant, missed a fine, or missed jury duty, then asking for money in return. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great couple of days it has been, and I think tonight's going to be another winter with a comfortably cool night with clear skies and the overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, high temperature right around 90, still dry, still sunny, but I think a little bit more humidity creeps in towards evening. And then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're pretty much back to normal, hot and humid. The high temperatures will be back in the low 90s, and there'll be spotty, random hit-or-miss storms here and there like a normal summer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, we are going to head down to the traffic dungeon, check in with Jeff. We come back. It's a clip that is making a bit of a comeback. We were one of the first to play it when it came out years ago from Bridget Gabriel, and it addresses this Islamophobia bullcrap. And that's coming up at 534.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 5 o'clock rush hour. And if you're around the interchange, there's not a lot of rushing going on there. There is a lot of traffic building up. We have a problem right at the interchange. There's an accident, 85 South and South Union Street. That has traffic backing up towards Jackson Hospital. If you get onto I-65 northbound, you're going to have a little slowdown right there as well. It breaks free around the Northern Boulevard, so be careful. If you're on the boulevard itself, it is busy all the way around, especially around the Troy Highway, the Atlanta Highway, and I-85. We do have an accident in the 1200 block of Perry Hill Road. That's right near Carmichael Road, so let's be careful in that vicinity. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Call. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency... Right now,
you'd be toast.
Yay, toast at 5:39. Yay, legal eagle and local heartthrob. Yeah. Chad.
Victor, how are you?
I've been waiting for you to check in on all of this chaos.
Yes, you know, I will make this comment. I haven't seen a performance that bad since Admiral Stockdale was in the debates for Ross Perot. Remember that?
Poor Admiral Stockdale.
Why am I here? What is my name? You know,
who am I?
Here's what my expectation going into it was. I expected him to stick with his report and maybe give them enough just to, you know, anchor an impeachment hearing if they wanted to, but I don't think they have the stomach for it, at least the whole party doesn't. I had no idea that not only was he going to be non-conversant with his own report, but it's very clear now that he was just a figurehead in the special counsel's office. They hired him for his gravitas. He allowed Weissman to hire all these Democratic lawyers who are, you know, just unbelievably partisan people. And then it's clear that the report that they drafted was a one-sided report that included false testimony, allegations of false lying against witnesses, but they still relied on those witnesses. And they gave when there were witnesses that favored them, they gave them a pass on their lies. When their witnesses that didn't help them, they indicted them for lying to the FBI. And it is from top to bottom an entire manufactured report. And that actually kind of surprised me. I knew that it was defensible, the charges in it are defensible, but I had no idea how little control Mueller exerted over the entire thing, especially when he could not even testify who Fusion GPS was, when that is one of the main
things. That's a joke. That was offensive in addition to being a bad joke.
It was unbelievable. And what you saw was the complete denudification of the Democratic Party and this entire hoax that the deep state and the Democratic Party has been doing. And now, you know, you're reading the reports about, the IG report coming out that are going to accuse Comey of spying personally and being involved personally on a counterintelligence investigation by himself of the president and leaking all that stuff to reporters and other people. And I don't think people understand this. FBI directors do not get involved in the day-to-day investigation. They are decision makers. They never want their fingerprint on an actual investigation. You know why?
Plausible deniability.
Not only that, but they can become a witness in their case. You know, you call FBI agents to the stand and testify on crimes because they're the investigators. They reveal what they find. They reveal what witnesses said to them, things like that. If you're the director of the FBI and you are setting up the president and you have an internal spy on the president, and then you are going and writing notes, and that notes are becoming part of the case file, you've just made yourself a witness to the case, which you never do as a director of the FBI. Actually, you never do that as a U.S. attorney. You don't interview those people. You get your investigators to do it, or you get lawyers who are not going to be assigned to the case to do the interviews. I mean, I know this for a fact, you know, what I do for a living, right?
Right.
So, anyway, I think it was really enjoyable to watch all of the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC and NBC. Even they could not hide the disaster.
You want to hear something funny? Yeah. Mike Barnacle, which is a perfect name for any liberal reporter,
really,
said today that this proves that he aided and abetted an enemy of the government, blah, blah, blah. And then it only took 5,000 people to remind him. All of this came down when, Barack Obama was in the White House.
Right, exactly right.
Good Lord. I mean,
I'll just mention three or four names that, you know, they were honest about what they saw. Terry Moran, who is a liberal political analyst for ABC News, said it was a disaster. Jeffrey Toobin, of all people, CNN, total disaster. Axelrod, total disaster, said it was a total disaster.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace, total disaster. I mean, these are not people who are friendly to Trump.
No, they're not.
You know, if they knew they weren't going to be able to convince the public to disbelieve their lying eyes, right? You know, we all saw what happened there. And the great thing about it is Republicans finally got their shiitake mushrooms together and actually did a damn good job of cross-examining the guy and getting out our side of the story.
I was confident that would happen because of Jordan, Mark Getz, and the people that were on that committee.
Yeah, but there were people that surprised me that I didn't know about. You know, Ratliff is one of them.
Yes.
Collins was good. Collins was fantastic
Georgia. There was a freshman, first-timer in there. Stube, I think his name was.
Yeah, he was great. And, you know, I don't know if you got to see what's his name's opening statement. Nunes' opening statement was unbelievable. He just totally unmasked Adam, Schiff.
Right.
Good.
Just totally made them look like complete idiots. And he said, what you're seeing now is the death of the Democratic investigation.
Wow.
You know? And so I will just conclude by saying this. Stick a fork in it. It's done.
Hope so.
That's my opinion.
You did a brilliant job. Thank you, Chad.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
A Democrat member of Congress just sued Google for what? This I got to find out. Tulsi Gabbard.
I like her.
She's interesting. She is very interesting. I think, and you know what? They are trying the Silicon Valley left-wingers are trying to shut her down.
Absolutely.
So it's not just conservatives or Republicans. They don't want anything to do with a Democrat that might dare to tell the truth.
Exactly. They can't have that.
They are absolutely out of their frickin' minds. It is just amazing and breathtaking to witness
this. These are interesting times we're living in.
All right, the Horitz report is coming. You sent me this, and Hell's coming with it. Can we look at this?
Oh, sure.
After the break, quick reminder that we've got a guy who's been doing mortgages for over two decades. He has put thousands of people at the table to receive the keys to their new home. And many of those people initially thought they had no chance at home ownership until they met with Morris Capuano. Morris really did a great job analyzing the market and chose to partner up with Renaissance Bank, which offers numerous programs to people who might be hesitant to try and get a mortgage or pre-approved because of a credit issue or lack of a giant down payment, who can be accommodated by these programs. So don't write yourself out of the equation to home ownership until you've talked to Morris. Nobody's going to work harder on your behalf. Nobody. And he has handed pre-approval letters to so many people who went out, and there are values in your... You'll pay less owning, and you get a much bigger tax deduction instead of your landlord because it'll be your property and not theirs. And you live better. You have a bigger yard or more amenities in the home. It's all yours. Give him a chance to make homeownership in your life happen. That's Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402669. And to reach out to Morris directly, and it'll start working in the next 60 seconds if you give him a call. 409-9300. Morris Capuano, our friend, and Mr. Mortgage at Renaissance Bank. Randall.
Good evening, fellas. It pays to be manageable with your money. I have learned that through your stories. I mean, now maybe I can get to that Corvette without losing it and getting back to it. So thank you. And shout out, I mean, since they've been throwing out, man, Adam, shout out Adam. I was in there yesterday, and this lady was in front of me, and they had filled a medicine that the doctor had called in, but, you know, one was called in 20 minutes later, so they didn't feel one. They didn't see the other one. Some other people in front of them. She said, well, I need to come back. And I promised. I said, baby, we ain't at Walgreens. This is Adam. You ain't got to go nowhere. And it is a testament of how these folks are and however Adam is. And I don't want to take away from the show, but Miss Terry, I want to tell you. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I heard you last Thursday on Greg's show. You know, kind of down. I didn't call you because, I mean, you were down. You're out. I mean, and for whatever reason, just even when somebody's calling you, really didn't take. You think people ain't listening to you, and even as your show said, now you sounded good. Now and on Facebook, some of the comments that you kind of like ain't nobody, you know, paying you no attention. Mm-hmm. It's like being on that limb that nobody knows if it's going to stay, you know, hold or not. And nobody wants to be on the broken side. Nobody does. But you have brought so many people so far along. I mean, just like Red Talk. You can't get mad at him because he hadn't, you know, sit down and studied it. And it's bad like it is because that's what I would love forever, especially, I want to say this right now, every white man to understand over 40, I mean, no disrespect about whatever you believe, it had to be done. But if they could, you know what I mean, they could pull it off. You could twist people's minds with the news, man. You got to search, and you can't just search a couple nights. It's got to be years and putting stuff together. And yeah, it's your own take on it. You know what I mean? It's your feeling. Nobody else, and nobody can take that away. And no matter what, they're all heroes. But I'm gonna tell you, you are one, brother. You made me step out on that limb a couple of times, and nobody wants to fall. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for being out there and hanging, you know what I mean, by a limb and hanging in there. Please quit talking so down. You are greatest. You are great. Everybody's listening, and hug your mama for me, man. Love you.
Thanks, Randall. Love you too, bro.
That was one from the heart. I can't believe the headline I'm looking at on Fox News. Impeachment push. Democrats urge Trump removal after Mueller testimony. Really?
They're grasping.
As goofy as she is, Pelosi is still the speaker.
Pelosi.
And
crazy.
I don't want to look at Fox News polls. I just don't.
It's ridiculous. It's all lies anyway.
Matt from Tallahassee?
Yes.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, yeah.
I'm going to back up what the last guy just said. Harry Hayes, you the man, bro. Hey, he ain't scared to say nothing, and he's my horse still never win a race.
And that's why he appreciates Blue Water, because it's free speech, baby.
They've never told me what I could and couldn't say.
And kudos to them, too, because there ain't much of that left in the world. And I support as many of your advertisers as I can.
Thank you.
I tell them that.
It's important.
So you just keep on rocking, guys.
Thanks, really appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, have a good one.
And phone's ringing late this afternoon. John, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to kind of get your insight on something here, because you're my go-to guys on things. I was watching that Mueller testimony, and I just want to kind of explain to you what I thought I saw, and then I'll let you respond, because you're pretty good at keeping up with it. But anyway, yesterday when I saw that man testify, I saw a fall guy. I saw a man that was confused and who did not. It was almost like the people who got him to be that fall guy done it purposely from the beginning, like he was touching on dementia. I mean, he just looked like genuinely like dementia was setting in, or Alzheimer's.
You know what?
He looked unhealthy.
I am going to tell you this. I don't think he's got dementia. I don't think he's got Alzheimer's. I think what he's been through is an enormous pressure from the deep state to somehow make Trump go away so we can get back to business as usual here. And the expectations that Mueller was going to be the left's hero, he's going to save the day for America, and he must have at some level a shred of conscience, because he couldn't do it, and he wasn't going to perjure himself yesterday. That's why he came back and corrected the statement that
exactly,
in the second part of the hearing, that who's that Ted Lushbag from California?
You could see the shame.
Exonerate the president from what? He was not charged with anything. You can't exonerate.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, that's why I love yourself, man, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And there's still, Pelosi's the only one with a brain. Now they want to start an impeachment hearing. Go ahead.
When Pelosi is the smartest one in your party, you got some serious problems.
You really do.
She's crazy.
Looking at the Kaiser Fine Furnishing Facebook page, we're so proud to have them on board with us, and I think tomorrow Mrs. Britterbuttle will be heading over there. We have an issue with a custody of a chair. We have those nice brown leather chairs in the living room.
They are nice.
Kind of snook one out of the living room into her. She has a nice little work area. And that's...
So migrated over to her area.
Kind of did. At night, I think, or something. Or the dogs moved it. I'm not sure how that worked. But we got to find a nice recliner so we can all be happy and harmonious.
Got to be happy.
And what a great place to go. I was there, about 2-3 weeks ago. You have a lot of walking there. You have an unbelievable number of choices at Kaiser Fine Furniture. I'm happy to see that. A large number of my Facebook friends also recommended. In fact, 2,600, that's a huge number for any business in Montgomery who recommend Kaiser Furniture. And they've got not only the inventory, but the expertise. Stella and the gang there, they're really, great at helping you focus. What are you looking for specifically? What's your price range? And they'll make sure that you're seeing what you need to see so you can make a decision. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery. You can get directions off their Facebook page, Kaiser Fine Furniture, our newest sponsor, and we're very grateful. Go to Shop Kaiser, that's shopkyser.com. Welcome to Happy Hour. 5:55, Joey Clark Radio Hour is next. Look who's here.
Dave Mallory.
I thought it was an apparition. Mm-hmm. Wow, this should be very fun.
Yeah, it's going to get weird.
Cool.
In a good way. As we roll through the rush hour this afternoon, we have another accident to tell you about. It's on I-85 southbound between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, so look out there. The traffic jam around the interchange seems to have cleared up quite a bit. There's still a little slowdown when you head north on I-65 at the Northern Boulevard, and the boulevard itself is extremely busy this afternoon. Let's be really careful. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is ICAR certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Boskaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boskaggs at Impact on September 8th. Tickets to Boskaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center September 8th from News Talk 93.1.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closed-out bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Something got changed there, and I want answers immediately. That's supposed to be from the vacation movie music. Lindsey Buckingham. The Joey Clark Radio Hour is next, after he gets a spank.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Joey, this is where you take over.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. The House passing the debt limit and spending caps package is endorsed by President Trump. Vote was